In September of 2001, one of the worst tragedies in human history and in American and world history ever happened. And when that occurred in New York that day, you know, the whole world changed as a result of the attack that happened during that time. And, you know, I'm a Zoomer. I'm an old Zoomer. So I'm in my 20s, late 20s. I'm 25. And I always heard these stories, especially from my parents. My parents are Gen Xers. And they all talk about how when they were younger, they, you know, would just go on walks and they would go hang out in person and they would go out places. And they were, and there's sort of this perplexing, interesting thing I've noticed where a lot of them sort of say that, like, they describe a childhood that was simpler and quieter and people hung out and went out and played. But then they then talk about our childhood, or at least we think about our childhoods as Zoomers. And it's like, for us, it was like, not like that. It was like, don't go outside. You get kidnapped. Don't go outside. Something bad could happen. If I can't watch you, something bad could happen, you know? And it didn't used to be that way. There have been many generations where it was like, you literally told your kids, like, go outside, leave the house, go do whatever. Like, I'm not going to stop you, go do whatever. And then kids went up to no good, and up they got up to mischief, you know? I've heard stories from my grandparents back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and it's like, that's what they did. They just left the house and were up to no good. And that was, like, the expectation, as parents were like, yeah, I'm just going to let my kid go do whatever. And that wasn't actually a lack of parenting. Quite the opposite. It was giving kids a level of independence. You wouldn't do that for, like, a two-year-old. But for kids, as they sort of reached adolescence, you would be like, hey, go outside and play. Go get on a bike. Go hang out with your friends. You know, be back by supper. Like, that was what happened. And it's tragic because I think a lot of kids that grew up like myself grew up with sort of this belief about the world that was instilled in them, that was this idea of, like, life is hard and scary, and it's not worth, like spending our time participating in it. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm the only person. Because I did have aspects of my childhood that were sheltered from me. And I just know some friends and some kids that I sort of, and I have people that I know that I've talked to where it's like we were all sort of sheltered away from the world because of the idea that we could be kidnapped as kids or something bad could happen to us as kids. And it was like this sort of big, scary thing. And I think that the idea that, you know, we wanted to go do stuff, we wanted to go out and play, you know, and go to the park and stuff like that, hang out with friends. Like, we wanted to do that, but it was like, but we can't do that because bad things could happen. And so there sort of like was this alarm bell that was going off in our heads, or at least my head, some of the friends I had, alarm bells would go off in our heads going like, it's not worth leaving the house. Why leave the house, you know, if something bad's going to happen to us? It just didn't make sense. And so we were sort of raised in fear that terrible, horrible things could happen to us. And that sort of caused us to have the default mode of fear being the thing that controlled us and pushed us away from doing things. I struggle with this and I'm still trying to overcome it. But this sort of idea of being afraid of, you know, what's coming next, being afraid of life, being afraid of my future, like, overcoming fear or choosing not to be afraid. You know, these are really important concepts. And I feel like the Gen Z in particular, like my generation, after, you know, the September 11th stuff, like we just kind of were like given this impression that, wait a second, terrible things can happen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Especially in 2008 when the housing market crashed, you know, like we just kind of were raised by our parents to believe that the world was either out to get us or that, we have excellent reason to be afraid of everything. And I'm sad about that because not only do I not want to believe that that's true, but that wasn't how it used to be, right? And the way to sort of work through that, I don't have an immediate answer, but I do think that it's something to consider in the future, being like, do we really need to believe that the world is something that's out to get us and something that we need to be afraid of? Because I don't know. And I don't think that we have that. That's like a belief that's based on evidence, I would say. And the thing about that is that the countervailing evidence to that, you know, if you have a life where, you know, Lord willing, you're not raised or growing up in an environment surrounded by gunfire and stuff, but if that's the case, then you might have every reason to believe that. But there are also people that have a belief that's that the world is terrifying and dangerous and out to get them, but they don't have that experience, but they're just like, but I was told it was scary. I was told it was something to be afraid of. And it's like, but if you were told that, but you didn't want to believe it, you know, or you were told that, but you're like, but I never experienced that fear for myself, you know, then it's like, it's hard to really know what to do with that, you know? And so for myself, I was told that the world was something to be afraid of. And then when I actually went and lived it for a good majority of my life, I was like, it's not that bad. And I kind of go, man, you know, and a lot of us, I mean, this is even more so for maybe Gen Alpha, but like even more so, this was sort of what happened when we got access to the Xbox Live and PlayStations. It's like we could just stay at home, which wasn't bad, but we would just socialize on our Xboxes. And it was like, why even go outside at that point? Why go outside? Because I could hang out with my friends. And we're now getting to the point with Gen Alpha where they're like, I don't even feel like driving. They're 15, 16 years old going to get their licenses. They're like, I don't feel like leaving the house. Why drive? It's scary. It's not worth it. I get in an accident, you see, and it's like, because I could just talk to my friends on my phone. I don't have to go out, you see? And all these older people that are the Gen Xers and boomers are like, why doesn't my kid want to drive? And it's like, bro, we were given the impression that the world was something to be scared of. And we were also scared of the world because we're kids. And so when we didn't have parents that were pushing us going, it's okay, leave the house. You're going to be fine. Go. It's all right. We didn't have that. We didn't get that. None of that. A lot of us, at least. I certainly didn't, and my close circle didn't. We were like, nope, we were sort of, I don't want to say ignored, but we were ignored until we went and did something that was arguably risky, and then there was the fear instilled in us, like, oh, can't do that, that's scary, there's risk involved in that. And I'm not talking about just, like, burning the house down, I'm talking about walking outside, you know, because there's weird people outside, you know, like, that kind of impression was what I was given, and I'm disappointed in that, but it doesn't matter how I feel about it. It's about what I'm going to do about it. And it's like, I kind of feel like I would rather have the perspective of trying to find a way to sort of focus on, it comes down to a question for myself of, do I want to believe the world is that scary? Do I want to believe the world is too scary to participate in? Or that the world is so out, do I want to believe that the world is out to get me? And do I want to believe that? And the answer is no, I don't want to believe that. And if I have evidence to suggest that it's true, which I have very little, but I have some. And it's like, if I look at that evidence, like, I make the decision whether I choose to instantiate that evidence as a fact on the idea that those people are out to get me. You know, if I'm at a job and they let me go, or they don't want me to stay, or I have to quit because it's too bad there or whatever, you know, it's like, were they out to get me the whole time? It's like, and I don't actually know the answer. It's like, well, you know, on one hand, it's sort of like it's a whatever floats your boat. But on the other hand, it really comes down to sort of deciding what conclusions you want to draw from the evidence and then deciding, you know, and that's kind of where I'm at with it, where I just don't think that the world is something to be afraid of. But even if it is, it's something that I want to believe that the fear of the unknown in the world is worth trying to overcome, you know, and I didn't. And someday if I do choose to have children, I want them to believe that. Like, obviously, the world has gotten better and worse in some ways, but it's also gotten better. And I don't want to believe that the world is something to run away from. And I want to sort of believe that things can be better. Things are not to be feared, you know? Trials are to be overcome and problems are to be solved and things are to be improved, you know? That's just how I want to see the world.